With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. Educators from across the Cayman Islands met on Friday to brainstorm ways to strengthen the country's provision of education.
The Minister of Education and Training is grounded in a strong belief that the meaningful progress occurs where innovation and inclusion intersect. When we create spaces for thoughtful dialogue, such as this, we open pathways toward a more responsive and forward-looking education system. One that recognizes diverse learner needs, embraces new approaches, and supports Caymanian learners from the earliest stages of childhood and throughout their educational journey.
Opening the event, Acting Deputy Chief Officer in the Ministry of Education, Elroy Bryan, encouraged attendees to explore education strategies and engage in conversation about inclusive learning experiences and innovative practices. He said these perspectives will help inform policies and programs that move beyond intention and deliver, quote, real measurable impact.
The challenges facing our education sector are complex, but so too is our collective capacity to respond with purpose, creativity, and resolve. Together, we can build an education system that is innovative in approach, inclusive in design, and impactful in results.
You can find the full National Education Conference opening on the CIDTV YouTube channel. A local high school maintains its good rating after an interim visit by the team at the Office of Education Standards. The OES interim school audit summary for Cayman Prep and High School shows strong performance across teaching and learning. The curriculum, assessment, attainment and progress, improvement planning, and links with the community. Going forward, school inspectors are encouraging Prep to continue to implement strategies to improve teaching in the, quote, small minority of satisfactory lessons, and raise the proportion of, quote, excellent teaching, continue to develop the curriculum with regard to post-16 options, and further develop systems for moderating work within the school. Cayman Prep and High School leaders are encouraged to continue to plan and implement strategies to ensure all students, including those with special education needs, make, quote, maximum progress, ensure self-evaluation identifies area for development, and maintain existing, quote, excellent relationships with the majority of parents. Cayman Prep and High School has netted 4 good ratings in a row since 2019. During the recent interim inspection, there were more than 1,000 students on roll between the ages of 4 and 19. You can find the full report at oes.gov.ky. And the Health Services Authority is hosting its annual World Cancer Day Symposium at 4:30 today at the Westin. This year's theme is Different Stories, Shared Hope, and highlights the resilience of patients and families facing cancer, now the second leading cause of death in the Cayman Islands. Today's event features expert presentations on breast cancer, uterine cancer care, sexual health, and psychosocial support. To register, head to info.hsa.ky. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Jane Steele. Palestinians have started to enter the Rafah border crossing between Gaza and Egypt that's largely been kept closed for the past 2 years. Israel is letting some Palestinians return after receiving medical treatment in Egypt. No goods will be allowed. The German authorities have arrested 5 people suspected of exporting goods worth tens of millions of dollars to Russian arms companies under a European Union embargo. The prohibited transactions are thought to have a value of at least $35 million. Japan says it has successfully retrieved rare earth sediment from ocean depths of nearly 6,000 metres. It's the world's first attempt to tap the metals so far under the sea. Nigerian police say 80 Christian worshippers abducted by gunmen last month have been undergoing medical checks after returning home. They say dozens managed to escape their captors and have been hiding in nearby villages for weeks. Chinese state media say the authorities have executed 4 members of a notorious crime dynasty who ran cyber scam centres in Myanmar. Last week, China executed 11 members of another crime family. The court in Bangladesh has sentenced the ousted Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina and 3 of her family members in absentia to varying prison terms for corruption. They include Ms. Hasina's niece, the British MP Tulip Siddique. The owners of TikTok have blamed a winter storm that swept across the United States last week for disruption on the platform. Some American users had suggested that content critical of the government was being censored. China has reacted angrily to an unlikely winner at the Grammys, the Dalai Lama. The Buddhist spiritual leader was recognized for one of his audiobooks. Beijing said art awards should not be used for what it called anti-China political manipulation. The Dalai Lama, who's lived in exile from China for decades, said he accepted the prize with gratitude and humility.